Welcome for you tonight.
Oh, yes.
I believe God wants to come with his double portion. I don't mind if you're noisy while I preach. Just keep drinking. We need the double portion, amen? We need everything that God's got for us. And before Elisha got the double portion, he had to go through four different places. And before we get the double portion, we have to go through four different places. The first place that they went to was Gilgal. Elijah the prophet was about to be taken up to heaven. But Elisha knew that if he saw Elijah when he went, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew that if he saw Elijah when he went, he would get the double portion. And if we see Jesus in his resurrection glory, we will get the double portion. Whoa, hallelujah. Before Elijah was taken up, he stopped at four places. And we can stop at any one of these four places. But we have to make a decision that we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop at Gilgal. We're not going to stop at Bethel.
No.
We're not going to stop at Jericho.
No.
We're not going to stop at Jordan.
No.
We're not going to stop till we get the double portion.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop at Gilgal, because we're going on. We're going on was Bethel. And Bethel was the place that Jacob had a dream, and he saw a ladder, and he saw the angels going up and down on the ladder, and the ladder went all the way up to God. He was at the foot. Bethel is the place of revelation. After God has cleaned us up, He's going to come and reveal Himself to us. He's going to give us dreams and visions and trances. We're going to see God in His glory.
Amen.
You see, the cry of our heart has been more, Lord. More, Lord. But the cry of our heart is also going to become, oh, that we might know You, Jesus. That we might know You. Hallelujah. Is that the cry of your heart tonight, that you might know Him? After he had seen signs, wonders, miracles, and revival, he said, oh, that I might know Him.
Yes, resurrection power.
In Philippians 3:10, he cries out and he says, God, it's not enough. I've seen miracles, I've seen signs, and I've seen wonders, but that's not enough. The cry of my heart is, God, I must know You. The next place is Jericho. And Jericho is the place of war. You see, when God begins to clean us up at Gilgal, and He begins to reveal more of Himself at Bethel, we become so dangerous to the devil. The Jordan is the place of death. kills us. You reach the Jordan, God will put you on the cross and kill you.
Hooray!
Whoa! Are you still excited? The Jordan is the place where God reveals the cross to you.
Amen.
And you hear God's heartbeat. You feel what Jesus felt when he was on the cross. Your heart is broken for a lost and a dying world. You can't keep quiet. And you're crying out and you're saying, oh God, there's people that don't know you going to a lost eternity. Oh God, your church is asleep. Oh God, you died on the cross of a broken heart for your church, for your bride, for your people, for the lost and dying people in the nations of the earth. The cross is where God gives us his heart. Oh, Holy Ghost. We want that. Amen. Oh, we want the revelation of the cross. We want the impartation of the cross into the depths of our being.
Hallelujah.
But, listen to this. Guess what happens after the cross? Guess what happens after the cross? After the cross comes the double portion. After Jesus died, he was resurrected. He had resurrection life. When we have resurrection life, the sick will be healed. There will be signs, wonders, and miracles. Thousands will flock to know Jesus. We will see the book of Acts and even greater things. We will do even greater things than even Jesus did. He promised that. He promised that. Oh, hallelujah. And guess what?
Hallelujah!
Guess what?
Hallelujah!
He used you.
Amen.
To do it.
Amen.
Went through the Jordan. It was then that Elisha saw Elijah taken up to heaven in the chariots of God. And Elijah's mantle fell off and fell on Elisha. And Elisha got the double portion because he saw Elijah being taken up into glory. And when we see Jesus in his glory, when we see him in his resurrection life and his resurrection power, the anointing will fall on us, the mantle will fall on us, the double portion will fall on us, and we will never face the same again. But it's dependent upon one thing, and that one thing is that you are not going to stop. Amen. The enemy will try and get you to stop at each of those four places. The enemy will try his hardest, and at times it'll feel like you just can't go on. At times it'll feel like the oppression of the enemy is so strong, you wonder why you even sought after the double portion. There'll be times when your life seems so oppressed because the devil will be trying to stop you. But if you've got that fight inside of you that says no matter what, no matter what, I'm going to fight for the double portion. No matter what, I'm going to fight to know my Jesus. No matter what, I'm going on. I'm going on. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Shakamaria. Go, Shikiyama. Hallelujah. the devil's wants out.
Yes! Hallelujah!
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Glory!
That's great. Doesn't matter what we feel. Yes. The Bible says we are the head and not the tail. Yes. 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 And no matter what we feel, Satan is underneath our feet. Yes. If you want to write a message to the devil, write it on the bottom of your shoe.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. It's easy to shout the victory now. It's easy to shout the victory when the presence of God is here. But what about when you don't feel the presence of God? What about when you're struggling? What about when you're hard? Yeah. Are you going to push on? Yeah. Are you going to press through even then?
Yeah,
or are you going to stop?
We have to!
Amen, brother! We have to! We've got no other choice. We're in a war. Either we push on or we die.
That's right.
Woo! Are we going to let the devil walk over us?
No.
Are we going to stand up?
No.
And say no.
Hallelujah.
You are defeated.
Yes.
Vincent.
Oh. Hallelujah.
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 Give me a bass. Just a bass drum beat. Just boom, 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 boom. Amen. Amen. Keep it going.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now listen. The double portion is coming. Are you ready? The double portion is coming. Are you ready?
Yes.
The double portion is coming. Are you ready?
Yes, yes, yes.
The double portion is coming. Are you ready?
Yes, 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 yes.
The glory of God is coming. Will you catch it? The mantles are coming. Will you catch them? It's coming. Are you ready?
Glory!
Glory of God is coming. beat.
Ooh, I like it, Lord.
Just drop your hands and ask him for
prayer. I like it, Lord.
Just drop your hands and ask him. Run to the front. No mucking around tonight. Prepare your hearts. Might have to have someone go along behind me. I'm going to move very quickly. Oh, Holy Ghost. Prepare your hearts. Lift your hands to the Lord. Now ask Him for it. Ask Him for it. Ask Him for the double portion. Ask Him for it. Now take it. No!
Money.
double portion is here. Will you take it? The double portion is here. Will you take it? The anointing is here. Will you take it? The anointing is here. The anointing is here. Take it. Now remember, it's the position of your heart. It's the position of your heart tonight. If you have a heart cry, it says, God, I want the double portion no matter what. That's what he sees. Doesn't matter about anything else. Doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. If God sees that cry in your heart, that's what matters. He sees that cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's not finished with some of you yet. Take more. Let your anointing come. Let your anointing come.
Desire of your heart.
goodness tonight he has given you a taste of that anointing. He has given you a taste of that anointing. Just a taste, just enough to make you hungry for more. Just enough to put a cry in you that says, God, it's not enough. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, I ask that you would seal everything you've done in their hearts tonight. Father, I pray that the enemy would not be able to rob what you have put in their hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that you would seal it with fire. That you would burn it into the depths of their being, that nothing could rob it from them. Lord, I ask that tonight would be like you have planted a seed in them, Lord. I ask that that seed would grow. Lord, I ask that you would water it, Lord. I ask that it would grow, and it would grow, and it would grow. And that you would raise this people up, a vast and a mighty army, that will go forth in your name and will put fear and dread into the enemy. Lord, that these people will speak your word without compromise. Lord, that the fire of God would be upon their lips. Lord, I ask you put your fire in their hands. Lord, I ask that you put, you release your mantles over them even now, Lord. I pray you release miracle anointings over them. I pray you release healing anointings over them. I pray you release anointings for signs and wonders. I pray you release fiery anointings, fiery scrolls. Lord, I ask you release the prophetic over them. I ask you release the prophetic anointing over them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of them tonight, you have called them to be prophets. You have called them to be voices proclaiming that the King is coming. You have called them to be voices in a dark world. Voices in the wilderness crying out and proclaiming that the King is coming. Voices calling the church to repentance, calling them to wake up, for the time is near. Put that cry in their hearts, God. Oh, that cry in their hearts, God. Put that cry in their hearts, God. Oh, your heart is broken for the people of this nation. Lord, we ask for dreams and for visions, for prophetic equipment, for a prophetic anointing to rest upon your people. Let it come. In the men in this nation. God, that they would rise up and be men of God. Lord, we ask for apostolic. We ask for the apostolic anointing to rest upon this church, Lord. God, that this church would be apostolic. That this church would have an apostolic anointing. That this church would govern in the Spirit. It would have government in the Spirit. That this church would have authority over principalities and powers. Lord, that they would have a voice that would speak to the heavens. That they would have a voice that would speak to the heavens. And Lord, that great change would come in the heavens. I ask that that mantle would rest upon this church, Lord. Let it come, Lord. Lord, you have called some here tonight to be evangelists. And I ask you, put that fire of evangelism in their hearts, Lord. I pray that they would have a burning heart for souls, a burning heart for the lost, God. I pray you break their hearts for those who are lost, for those who don't know you, God. Lord, anoint the evangelists. Anoint the evangelists, Lord. Lord, we also ask for those you've called to be pastors and teachers, that you'd equip them and anoint them, Lord. Come, Holy Ghost. And Lord, we ask that revival fire would burn in our hearts, God, that we would become walking revivals. Lord, that we wouldn't have to wait on your presence, that we would carry your presence wherever we go. Lord, that wherever we go, revival would happen because we would carry your anointing. God, your Spirit would rest upon us and all about us. We would see people's lives change. We would see mighty acts of God. We would see the things of the Spirit. Revival fire. Lord. Yes, Lord. Revival fire. Revival fire. Let it burn. Revival fire. Let it burn. Oh, hallelujah. Let the mantles and the callings and the destinies rest upon us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we are a people of destiny. We are a people of destiny. Lord, we know for too long the enemy has robbed us of any vision. He's robbed us of the fact that we are people of destiny. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that what God's doing tonight is something very deep and is something very holy. Hallelujah. We give him all the glory. He's doing some very, very deep things in some of your lives. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. I tell you, this is a new day. Amen. This is a new day for the nation of Anawatu. This is a new day. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Joseph. Are you available? I'm terribly sorry to disturb you, but if you could, would you mind playing the keyboard for me? I like that nice ice rain sound. You know what it's all about, people? It's about first love for Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's about having Jesus as number one in our lives. It's about having Jesus first place in our lives. It's about having nothing else before Jesus. So much so that we say we're prepared to die for him. It's about having that heart that says, Jesus, I want you. Jesus, you mean everything to me. You know, more than anything, God wants to come and capture your heart tonight. He wants to come and capture your hearts for Him. He wants to come and put such a love. He wants to come and put such a love in you for Jesus. If you're laughing now, just hold it for a minute. We'll be able to laugh in a minute. He wants to come, people. He wants to come and touch you with His love tonight. It's about first love. It's about first love, people. It's about first love. More than anything else, God wants our hearts. That's what He wants more than anything else. Come, Holy Ghost. Lord, let us know Your love. Deepen our hearts, Lord. Jesus, You mean so much to us. Jesus, we just want to be with You all of our days. We want to be in love with You, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love You. Oh, Jesus, we love You. You are so awesome. You are so holy. Oh, God, touch us in the depths of our hearts, Lord. Let Your waves and Your breakers wash over us, Lord. Let Your love, Your unending love, wash over us, Lord. God, we want to come to know You in a new way. Tonight, Lord, we want to see Your face. Just talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. He says, how much do You want me? How much do You want me? Are You prepared to give me everything? Are You prepared to lay Your very life on the altar tonight? You know, God, when He died on the cross, He gave us everything, His very life. And He's asking you tonight, are You prepared to give Him everything? Let me tell you something, people, He's worth it. Jesus is worth everything. He wants to draw you into the secret place to come and know Him. He wants to draw you into that place where it's just you and God, no one else. Where you just worship Him and He just pours His love out on you. You know, God loves us so much. He loves us so much that we can't express it in words. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We love You. If you're out in the congregation, stand up and receive. Just talk to Jesus. Tell Him how much you want Him. Tell Him how much He means to you. Let Him speak to you. Let Him hold you in His arms of love. It's about love. Christianity is all about love. It's about Jesus' love.